Welcome, everybody, to the Comic Shoot. You are all here because you're true believers, so today we are going to talk about Marvel and Marvel Now and all new Marvel Now and yesterday's Marvel Now and Marvel Tomorrow and whatever other names they decide to give it. I am Tyler, your gracious, gracious host, and I'm joined by Derek, the man with the sexiest voice in all of comic podcasting.
Ultimate.
He can also say ultimate, so screw everybody that says he says ultimate. I'm just kidding, Kayla. I love you. So, last week was a big, big show. We talked about DC and the state of DC, and we got all passionate, and we got fired up. And, we kind of got into it, and we went overtime. So, like I said, we're going to talk about Marvel Now. Before we jump into Marvel Now, I just want to remind everybody that the views and opinions on this show might not represent all comic or all of the staff. Pretty much, they're just mine and Derek's, and we're in our own little bubble of fanboy retardation, we'll say.
That's an accurate way of putting it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So, Derek.
Yes.
Marvel Now. I remember when it first came out, I was absolutely just taken aback by the terrible, terrible name, and since then I've come around to just accept it and love it. Love it with a fiery passion.
The name still is stupid, but this, you know, Marvel Now has been fantastic. I'm trying to look through all these books and find a bad one. And so far there may be a few mediocre ones, but there's not really like a truly bad title.
It's true. Essentially, Marvel came out just over a year after the New 52 and said, okay, we're going to restart a few titles. We're going to, basically it's not a relaunch. They called it a re-evolution, and it was a stupid little slogan, but they wanted to set themselves apart from DC. I believe I read an interview somewhere, CBR maybe, from Axel Alonso, and I'm going to quote him, but it might be paraphrasing. But he said, Marvel Now is not going to be about just throwing whatever shit hits us and hoping it sticks to the wall. We're here to make good comics. And that was a direct shot at DC just doing whatever to make their 52 and, for a while there and even kind of again, he's not wrong. Yeah.
Now, if you say anything to Bendis or like Joe Quesada about it being a reboot, they get really, really bent out of shape about it. But I would actually call it like somewhat of a soft reboot and a full-blown reboot for a few of the characters.
Why? Like, give me an example.
For instance, I would actually call Guardians of the Galaxy. I would actually call that somewhat of a full blown reboot.
I guess, yeah, it's kind of a different direction. I read some of the Abnett and Lanning stuff or whatever.
Yeah,
and it's a totally different tone. But I just don't know if that's just Bendis or they had to modernize it a bit because of the movie. And in the same sense that Warner Brothers holds the leash for DC Comics.
Yeah.
Obviously, Disney now holds this, so the movies are really pulling books in certain directions. I'm not decided on whether that's a good thing or a bad thing yet, but
I guess it all depends. I actually prefer this incarnation of Guardians.
Yeah, and I wasn't a big fan to begin with. Like, I really didn't know them. I mean, I knew there was a talking raccoon, and I knew that Mike Mignola did a few issues. And aside from that, I didn't know and really didn't have any interest. I actually did just drop the series because I just don't fucking care about Jean Grey. Like,
okay.
They've killed her like 9 times. Just let the fucking girl die and be gone. I don't want to hear about her anymore. So all new X-Men and Guardians, which are hanging on by threads, I've dropped them because I just don't care about Jean Grey. And it turns out that while I like the Guardians and I think the introduction of Angela kind of worked pretty well, Neil Gaiman and I guess the Spawn universe, if you want to call it that. She was hijacked or borrowed or whatever. And when they go back to focusing like just on that one book and maybe they explore her origin some more and whatever, maybe I'll jump back on because I didn't hate the book. It wasn't a bad book. It just I don't like Jean Grey, and why do I need to read it? I have enough books.
No, that's fine. I'll admit that it has lost a little bit of its luster, like a little bit of steam, I guess. But I'm still enjoying it. So,
how many of the Marvel books are you picking up right now?
Oh, you know what? I didn't even count. But it's just almost actually almost all of them. I think maybe I'm not getting like maybe six of them or something.
Wow. As usual, you disgust me and surprise me with your pull list, Eric.
I know. If I
can remember right, and this is including some of the new stuff like Punisher that's coming out that I'm super stoked for.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting like 16, maybe 16 to 18, somewhere in around there. Because my pull list is hovering around 45 right now in total. So.
Okay. I think last time I counted, I think it was like 40 some
Marvel books.
Yeah.
Christ. Yeah, yeah. I'm sitting at like 16 Marvel, 11 Image, and like 9 DC right now, and then some other ones.
Yeah, I think I'm. Yeah. Image, I think I'm hovering around 8 to 10.
Yeah, that's about a good number. There's not too many more that really interest me. So, and I just, for money's sake, I'm not gonna go and try something as much as I would want to or should, because my wallet's been hurting lately.
Yeah. There's a few books I've been wanting to try out that I just haven't. And it's just one of those things where a few books just don't make the cut because I just get too much.
Yeah, I mean. What can you do? Image usually makes their trades pretty accessible anyway. So.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to talk about a few things. As everybody, all you faithful listeners heard last week, we kind of broke down DC based on sections and blocks and whatnot. Marvel doesn't really do that. There is not really an Avengers block. There's not really a cosmic block per se.
Not really, I guess, but
Marvel is much more everything is happening in one universe. New 52 still kind of seems maybe not so much now, but at the beginning it was very, you know, its own little entities all the way around. It didn't feel so shared.
Yeah. It is a shared universe, but they still nonetheless like keep them all separate, like
yeah, they're all
sections.
Still kind of in their own pocket universes, right? Or universe.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about Uncanny Avengers. Rick Remender and John Cassaday originally started it off. It was the first one that came out in October 2012. I remember it vividly because I'm a huge Remender fan. Fear Agent is probably his best work, or at least my favorite. It's through Dark Horse. It was originally Image, and it jumped to Dark Horse for like the end of the run, so it was a little screwy, but Dark Horse has released some really wicked hardcover for it, and the second one's coming out, and I'm going to keep talking about it because you guys need to read it. If you like Remender at all, you need to read Fear Agent.
It's Fear Agent.
So good.
Oh, fantastic.
So good. But anyway, I picked it up because of him. I didn't know Havoc so much. And as we kind of said last time, I was more of a DC guy just because I felt like I grew up with them more. They were just more in my face, I guess. So I didn't really know a lot of the characters. I didn't know Scarlet Witch, and I didn't really know Havoc and that kind of stuff. But aside from all that, the problem was with John Cassaday. I know Remender will and did defend him. He was behind. He was delayed. The first book came out in October, and I don't have the exact date that the second one came out, but I swear it felt like it was like January, maybe December. I don't know. It was a significant amount of time after the fact.
It was supposed to be bi-weekly for a while, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think they ever signed up John Cassaday for that. I think it was.
Just, oh, okay.
There's John. He couldn't even do monthly, so I doubt they would throw him on something that crazy.
Oh, all right. Okay. Yeah, maybe I'm thinking of another book.
I just remember that it was the first one to come out, and it was like a month before any other ones came out. Like this was the flagship. This was the battering ram that broke down the door, and this is your introduction. This is what we're doing now, everybody. And in that sense, Marvel really kind of pooched it, and I say Marvel, but really it's falls more to the artist, I think. It was a kind of a lackluster beginning to their all new, or sorry, to their just regular Marvel now, not all new, we're not there yet. I don't know, do you remember that? Where were you when this happened, Derek?
I was a little, it kind of took you out of the story for it to be, for it to take so long between issues. which is sort of my problem with East of West right now. It's sort of taking me out the fact that there's like this huge amount of time, and you know, and by the time you get another issue, I'm like, wait, what the heck just happened? Well, I don't remember any of this.
That's funny. I actually, when I switched to digital, I kept the issue before. So whatever the issue just came out now, 12 or something or nine, I still had eight to read. So I read them back to back. So it was really, really awesome. And you know, yeah. I didn't miss anything. Right. But
yeah,
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay.
we don't want to get into that image. We're gonna fall down that rabbit hole, and you know, next thing you know, it's gonna be tomorrow, and you're gonna miss the Super Bowl.
That's true.
So speaking of which, everybody, go Peyton Manning. I don't care about the teams. Go Peyton Manning.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, it was just a letdown for me, I guess, and that was my biggest issue with it. After that, they really started pumping things out. Thor: God of Thunder was and is amazing. I just want to just pick a couple of them out if somebody hasn't read them yet, because they're
Thor's. I didn't like that last arc. I wasn't huge on it, but it's still a fantastic book, and I understand why they did that last arc.
Yeah, they had to do it, and the next one is King Thor versus Galactus. So I'm all over that one.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's this book is still probably one of the best Marvel books.
Yeah. X-Men Legacy was a sleeper. I just want to mention. Simon Spurrier did that amazingly. Guy's a wicked dude. He's funny. I met him at the Calgary Expo last year. Just a wicked, wicked guy. Shame it's ending. He gets to end it on the 300th issue of Legacy. So they're doing a Legacy numbering for it, ironically enough, which is great. It's ending next month, so go buy the trades. It's really, really cool. You're going to be sad you missed out. But anyway, Wave 1 is a general score or whatever you want to say. I think Wave 1 was really successful. We're live, folks, and my tongue doesn't work. Wave 1 was very successful. Most of the series are ending and or being relaunched. I just happened to catch my eye. New Avengers is ending in February, Derek, being rebranded in all new Marvel now. I didn't know that.
Yes, yeah. I actually didn't know that for the longest time either. But
apparently Avengers ended in November.
Oh, wait, what did?
Avengers.
Avengers ended?
Hickman's Avengers ended in November. That doesn't sound right. Maybe Wikipedia's fucking with us.
You know what? They're putting like a new, like, they're putting like that number one, like, up there, and then like below they still have that regular number.
I don't know.
Is that what they're talking about?
Maybe Avengers World took over for Avengers? I don't know. Something screwy's happening, nonetheless. We're gonna have to look into that. But anyway, most of the first waves are either over because they're ending. They're not getting canceled. They're not getting necessarily chopped up like DC's books were. I know Journey into Mystery was canceled. The Red She-Hulk was canceled. I think Avengers Assembled was just canceled too. So there's some, but for the most part, they're ending because of this potential season numbering that they're doing.
Yeah.
I really don't have a lot to say about Wave 1. Wave 1 was a great success. It was it completely overshadowed. And hey, actually, I just saw a book that was really crappy. Morbius was awful.
Oh yeah, I actually read that entire thing.
Why? Oh, who am I kidding? Never mind.
Yeah. You know who you're talking to. No, that was it. I'll admit that was pretty freaking horrendous.
That was right down there with some bad DC books, man.
Like, oh yeah. Well, by the time I decided to finally just give up on it, they were like, "Oh, this is being canceled." So I was just like, "Well, I'm just gonna ride out the rest of the run."
Oh man. Okay. So aside from that one book, the first wave was really good. I enjoyed it a lot. I think apparently Wave 2 was relatively small. We got Avengers AI. We just did an interview with the artist Andre Lima. I'm not going to say his last name because I don't want to offend him. And Sam Humphries. That's a great one. Okay, I see what you mean. It says rebranded in December. So yeah, because it got that stupid big number one on it.
Yes.
Which was really only issue 8. So maybe that's what they mean. Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what they mean.
I did hear somewhere that Avengers New Avengers was coming to a conclusion. One of the solicitations for number 29 or 2028, something like that, something really high anyway, said the end of New Avengers and Avengers is rapidly approaching or something like that. So I do think they're ending. So, hey, sorry.
I wonder if Hickman's going to be done or something. I don't know.
Well, because, yeah, he's only half-assed writing Avengers World now. It's all Nick
Spencer.
Spencer, yeah. So, I don't know, unless they're going to combine it. I mean, I would like to see him just continue with New Avengers. The other title I can leave. You can wrap that into Avengers World, and I'd be okay. But I want to see him continue with New Avengers, because that's been fantastic.
Yeah, I think Avengers and New Avengers have both been pretty awesome.
And, for sure.
Yeah, and I've enjoyed the first two issues of Avengers World. I'm on board for that too.
Yeah, that's good. But that's what I mean. We could if we have to lose one, lose Avengers.
Yeah,
and I still want to see New Avengers and the Illuminati and all that shit. But essentially, we spent 16 minutes talking about Wave One, and that's we're already jumping into All New Marvel now.
Yeah.
The guys, there really isn't a lot to say about Wave One. Most of them are done. You got to read them. They killed DC, with the exception of like the one September month where DC put out, 500 more books and they were all more money and they beat them that one month on the chart. And then the rest of the year they got just stomped. Wave One is the reason why Marvel is doing so good right now. Wave One is the reason why we're getting all new Marvel now. And we have all these titles, all new Ghost Rider, all new Invaders, all new X-Factor, all new Derek Bakers and all that shit.
Yeah.
It's just there's a lot. All new X-Men, I guess, has been continuing. That's been a fairly decent. All new Dupe. I'm trying to find all the all news because it's just driving me bonkers. There's lots of all new. It's all shiny and new. I've yet, Derek, to be tired of this, so to speak. It hasn't, I think DC's 52 kind of wore on me pretty quick. I think this has been pretty good as far as, maintaining. And I don't know if you can chalk that up to their season numbering where they're still kind of keeping it fresh or what. I mean, I'm at the point now where I don't care what number the book is. Just make the book good. You can put 1,000, you could put -1,000, you could put 0. I don't care what number is on the fucking book.
I think Marvel has just more quality titles at the moment, whereas DC has a handful of titles that are really great, and then Marvel, it's just almost all of them are just absolutely fantastic. No matter what you pick up, it's at least good, if not great.
Now, would you chalk that up to the creators that Marvel has, or simply the characters that they're using?
No. I wouldn't call it the characters. I wouldn't say it's the characters that are doing it. I would actually chalk it up. It's a mixture of a little. DC has some decent creators, but I would still chalk it up to creators and a more cohesive vision, and also it seems like they allow their writers to sort of just go buck wild, let them tell the stories that they want to tell. I'm sure there's at least a little bit of editorial interference. I'm sure there is. I mean, that's just,
the way it is.
Yeah. That's just the nature of it. But, it, by and large, it seems like they just let them do whatever the heck they want. And the result is, my pull list having 20 million Marvel books, because all of them are just, the entire line is fantastic, and it's really, I actually hate Marvel right now because I'm just like, dang it, everything is so good, I have to get all of this.
Oh, especially all the ones, pretty much all the ones that they've announced, except for Elektra, because I don't care about Elektra. I gotta add this. Oh, I gotta add this. Oh, new Fantastic Four with James Robinson, they have red suits, I don't care, I have to add this.
Oh, yeah.
Black Widow has been amazing for two issues. They got Trad fucking Moore on Ghost Rider, and this is the artist on Luther Strode, which you guys all need to read, with Justin Jordan. It's amazing. His art is great.
Yeah, even when they make like dumb costume decisions, it doesn't matter because the quality of the writing and the quality of a lot of the art is just top notch.
Yeah, with the exception of like Spider-Man, the art and the writing is great.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, we already talked about that. So we're
I just happened to fall on the Amazing Spider-Man April 2014 blog, and it just like terrible. For those that don't know, Derek just gave the recent Superior number 26, I think, 1 star. So go read that if you really want to know how Derek feels. And also go listen to our podcast about Spider-Man. All new Marvel Now. When it was announced again, I was kind of annoyed with the name, but, you know, whatever. Marvel's always kind of used that all new tag. The couple of ones that just stand out right off the top of my head, I know I mentioned a few, but Magneto, Moon Knight, I don't even really know the character, but it's got Warren Ellis and Declan Shalvey. Shalvey?
Yeah.
You know what? I love this guy. He's a great artist, but I can't say his name. So
yeah, Brubaker had a really awesome run on Moon Knight, and Bendis had a good one.
I was going to say, yeah, I heard Bendis did too. I got that that Marvel the digital thing.
Yeah,
I've been meaning to go read them, but I don't. It doesn't have the same kind of guided view, so I don't like it as much.
Okay.
So I don't know if I'm going to continue with that next year, but that's a different story. And actually, hey, that's a good idea for a digital or bus column. Thanks, Brain. look for that one later, folks. The Punisher, Silver Surfer, even with Dan Slott at the helm, Mike Allred is just crazy bananas good. I love his art.
Yeah, no, as soon as I saw Dan Slott, I was just like, wow, congratulations, Marvel. You have somehow made me not want to buy a Silver Surfer title. And then I saw Mike Allred, and I was just like, congratulations, Marvel. You're making me buy two Dan Slott titles.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, for those who don't know Allred, just look at like Ecstatic, the Ecstatics, I guess. There's an omnibus out and it's just great. Just him and Peter Milligan. It's just fucking great. Read it. Derek, I'm up like three F words on you. You got to say it once here for me.
Okay. All right.
Use it in a description of something. Say your F.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 So, you know, on Allred, fucking FF, man. Fucking FF. That,
you know,
I don't even, what
I was going to say that series was good, for sure.
You know what? Even when Fraction left, good God, it was still good. I don't care. It was still awesome.
You know, I just fell off it because there was so much breaks in between, and there was this and that, and that's a good. We wanted to talk about Matt Fraction, so let's touch on Fraction here.
Okay.
I like the guy as a writer for the most part. He had me on Hawkeye. He had me on FF and Fantastic Four, and I don't know if this is correct. Okay, this is all just me guessing, and you know. You hear little rumors and whatever, but he either got too busy or his head got too big and it seemed like Marvel didn't matter anymore. His I'm going to say stupid book Sex Criminals, but I don't mean it in that sense. I'd rather see him write FF and Fantastic Four and Hawkeye than this Sex Criminals book. It's just not for me. I don't need to see some guy's glowing penis. I just don't care. Like I don't.
Yeah. No, but, I don't. You know what? I'm actually not all that impressed with his Image books. I'm not. I'm just not. I enjoy Satellite Sam, but that's like. Wait, what else is he writing? That Sex Criminals.
I think he's bringing something new, and I don't remember what it is. Or he's bringing something over. They announced it in the Image Expo, and I don't remember what it is. Something I won't be reading. I don't know. I don't remember what it is. But like Satellite Sam, I don't care about.
It might be a thing where like he just kind of got a big head and then decided that like I want to own my characters and blah blah blah. And that's, you know what, from a creator standpoint, you know, I look at that and hey, I'm all for it. Like, hey, you know, you want to do your own thing, make your own characters, and actually have somewhat of an ownership, you know, of them. That's fine, and I understand that, and that, you know. But, you know, at the same time, I don't know. I expect
you to finish your commitments.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I expect you to finish your runs. And, you know, also, I think he's awesome at Marvel. And I think his Marvel work is better than his, you know, than definitely. His indie books. Yeah. I think. And, I brought this up a few months ago on social media, and it seemed like everybody agreed with me. I said that I I would literally cry tears of joy if Marvel was like, oh, hey, Slott's wrapping up his run and Matt Fraction's going to write Spider-Man now.
Oh, yeah, I would see, and I would be all over that. And that's where it pisses me off, because it feels like Fraction, like I said, he just said, I'm not going to finish my book. I have four more books. I can't do it. Yeah, you do it. Somebody else do it.
Yeah.
His leaving, what is that stupid title?
Inhuman or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah, he's not even writing that now.
But that was supposed to come out like in February. That was their big Inhuman run, la la. And now it's not coming out until April because Charles Soule had to take over it.
Yes.
And now it's coming out in April, and it's like, well, after Infinity, all this big stuff, Inhumans are coming, and blah, blah, blah. And then it's like Matt Fraction left, and everything kind of fizzled out. So, and that's it. Like, yeah. It's basically not even around anymore. I mean, a couple of series will kind of mention, oh, hey, there's some crazy powers everywhere or something. And, you know, whatever. You know, just wait. You'll hear about it. Like, it felt like it was going to be a big lead-in. Like, you know, Infinity, and then it's going to be all the Inhuman, where they were like .INH or whatever the hell issues.
Yeah.
Right? It was going to be like a month of that. And then, boom, it was going to be Fraction's Inhumanity or Inhuman or whatever. And, you know, away we go.
The whole Inhumans thing that Marvel's doing, that's probably like the one thing, you know, now what we're talking about, it's probably like the one thing that I could maybe slightly criticize, I guess.
Well, but again, it says he left for creative differences, but so does it fall on, I guess maybe you gotta give him the benefit of the doubt. Okay, so we'll say it's 50-50 for blame, Marvel and Fraction. It's just bad timing, because that's when he left, like, Fantastic Four and FF, and, you know, he's still getting credit, but he's not writing, folks. He just happened to have stuff, you know, loosely plotted, and Lee Allred and whoever took over Fantastic Four. I don't remember
his name. I can't remember. Cage or something?
I don't know. I have no idea. I stopped reading it, too. It's just like, if Marvel doesn't care, and these creators don't care, I find it hard to care myself.
Yeah, Fantastic Four got really crappy after he left. The last issue actually wasn't too bad, but it was definitely slumming it for a while.
Yeah. So I mean, it just bothers me, because it, as a fan, it feels like he didn't care enough to finish his commitment and to finish his run, you know, the way he originally signed on to do, and then, you know, now they're ended. Or even if, you know, they were always going to end in January because James Robinson was going to take over Fantastic Four, you know, he couldn't have stayed. Like, he missed the last, like, 6 or 5 months or something of issues. And it's just ridiculous. And Hawkeye comes out, like, what, every 4 months now?
Yeah, I actually don't care about that book anymore.
I don't want to read about Kate Bishop. Honestly, I don't. I want Hawkeye was the heart and soul. Hawkeye and Pizza Dog. That's what I want.
Yeah, didn't wait. What was it? What just came out? 16 issue 16. Like,
oh, and
before,
it came out before 15.
Yeah, before 15. Yeah, I have 16 just sitting here, and I'm like, I don't want to read that before 15.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. Like, why is it out?
That's real bizarre. And I guess I saw there was a couple like creative changes, like in the upcoming issues. There's like some different like art or something. I don't know. I can't remember what I saw.
Well, I mean, everybody knew from the beginning, if you hadn't read Iron Fist, which at the time I hadn't read it yet. I read the first one in trade, and I had the first two in trade, and I'll continue. But Dave Adja can't really keep up that monthly schedule. It's really hard for him, right? Like, his art is just it's what's the word I'm looking for? It's not super detailed, but it's still you can tell it takes a lot of work to do. Right.
Yeah.
So he's not going to be a monthly guy, which I had accepted. You know, he'll do, you know, four or five, and then they'll have Rodriguez, the guy that he helps on Daredevil sometimes.
Yeah.
And he did a couple issues, I think. Xavier, I don't know. I can't say his name. Spanish name. Cool guy.
Yeah.
Awesome guy. Love his art.
But yeah, me too.
He did some fill-ins, right?
Yes.
I can accept that. I can accept it when the artist can't keep it up and he needs to just take, you know, one or two issues break. As long as the artist that fills in is not, you know, too drastically different. Like, you're not going from David Adja to Lionel Yu. Like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Yeah, Yeah, like that guy that fills in for Allred sometimes. I can't remember his name, but he looks his art looks just like Mike Allred's.
Joe Quintos. Is it Joe Quintos? Something Quintos. I'm gonna have to look at the old Twitters now. Yeah, it's Joe Quinto or Quinnos. Maybe I said it wrong. There's no T in it. Q U I N O N E S. That's the guy you're thinking of, though.
Oh.
You're just gonna take my word for it, aren't you? Oh, Derek, are you having technical difficulties?
Yeah. Okay, no, we're good now. We're good.
Okay, live show, everybody, live show. We're not going to edit anything. You are going to listen to this the day it comes out and be like, who are these fools doing this podcast? Can't even edit it out. Well, you know what? We are, folks. So, yeah, Matt Fraction, that really pissed me off. I don't know. I'm soured on the whole Fraction thing. I don't read Hawkeye anymore. I dropped it before the last issue came out. I obviously don't read FF and Fantastic Four because they're over, but I hadn't read them for a while. I don't read his image stuff. I just, Seth Criminals isn't for me. The other one,
Satellite Sam.
I read the first two and it didn't speak to me. I wasn't interested. So,
yeah, I'm actually still enjoying Satellite Sam. The Sex Criminals, I bought the first issue and I don't know. To me, I was just kind of like, meh. Like, I didn't think it was terrible. It just wasn't for me. I was like, I don't care about this at all. I don't care about any of these characters. Like, everybody's, you know, I don't know. Like, all the characters just seem like douchebags that I don't want to follow the adventures of. And, yeah, I
pretty much.
Yeah. I didn't get issue two.
No, pretty. Yeah, that's the bottom line, everybody. You know, that's it. Aside from that, and the obvious Dancelot issues, and you know, stuff like that, there has been lots of great standouts. There has been, I want to say, like the first Iron Man arc was pretty shitty. What the hell? Yeah, what's the artist's name?
Greg Land.
Yeah, Greg Land. It was awful. Like that first issue, guys. Like, I can't draw, and I think I could draw it if I was, like, half-brain-dead better than that. Like, it was bad. And then after the first arc, it got really, really good. Derek had me on it for a while. Derek's like, you have to read this. I don't read it anymore because I lost interest before. What is the new arc? Stark World or Stark?
Stark Empire or something. I can't read it.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, no, I can't remember it. No, I'm still reading it, and but... it's not good now. And then they did that whole thing where they changed Tony's origin.
They made him a half alien or something.
No. Tony is actually not a Stark. He was adopted and he had some like long lost brother that was still alive. That was the real Stark son. And
See, I don't think I got that far then. I just read where the one robot was talking to him, and they were saying he was, like, genetically engineered to be extra smart or something stupid.
His brother is actually the one that's like that.
Oh, okay. See, and I didn't get that far then.
Yeah.
Crap, that's only half an hour. Marvel is awesome, guys. We don't even have to say anything else. Buy all the Marvels, people.
Yes.
Buy all the Marvels. What about Charles Soule? Charles Soule playing double duty. He is doing the old Thunderbolts, which I don't read because I don't care. And he is also working for DC on like Swamp Thing and stuff.
Yeah. I actually picked up the first two issues of Thunderbolts. It wasn't for me, and I dropped it. But I picked it up when I started getting it again when he started writing it, and it's been pretty awesome.
I didn't like the art. I read one issue. I read the Infinity tie-in because I don't know. I bought it on a whim.
Okay.
And I didn't like the art. It was too far cartoony and weird looking for me. It didn't work for me. And I'm a fairly visual guy for anybody that's been paying attention to me rambling on this and anywhere else. So if the art doesn't work for me, it's really hard to get past it and to actually read the story.
I actually found the team interesting, like just a weird dynamic. So I was just looking for a reason to jump on that book again. So
yeah, it happens. You got guys like Cullen Bunn is writing Magneto, and he's also doing some Marvel stuff. He's going to do Sinestro or something as well, I think, for DC.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he's got his really good Six Gun series that you guys check out. The hardcover is awesome. The only thing I hate about the hardcover is that it's like a cat hair too thick to fit in my shelf. So now it's kind of just sitting out willy-nilly next to my Fantastic Four Artist Edition. So, yeah, you do what you can, I guess. Yeah, geez, you know, I got nothing else to say, Derek. I have nothing else to say.
Okay.
We were just so into it for DC. Like, DC was just, you know, you can rage on DC, and then you can talk about how much you love DC, and then with Marvel, it's like, hey, guys, Marvel's pretty good, except for Matt Fraction kind of went away, and, you know, they kind of dropped the ball in this one thing, but, yeah, otherwise, it's pretty good.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I thought maybe picking talking about we could talk about some new, all new Marvel now. So like the ones that have come out so far.
It's only been a few, hasn't it?
It's only been a few. But I was gonna bring up what is it? Black Widow.
Black Widow.
Yeah. Black Widow is actually a book that I had no interest in buying. As soon as that was revealed, I was like, I don't care. I actually hate Black Widow, not a fan, and somebody like, and you know, I saw some hype and I was like, all right, well whatever, I'll buy the
machine gets Derek.
Yes, I was like, whatever, I'll buy the first issue. So I bought the first issue, liked it, bought the second issue, liked it, you know, liked it even more. And Nicole's kind of very picky about the comics that she reads, and she's actually reading Black Widow and loves it.
I think Kayla read the point one, trying to get her. I don't think she's read the actual series yet, but yeah, she thought the Widow was pretty cool. She hates Black Widow mostly for the terrible acting of ScarJo.
Terrible.
I don't blame her. Hey, Marvel Studios, Black Widow is Russian. She has a Russian accent. Just saying. So yeah, you know what? I also didn't really care. It's another character that I just never really felt attached to. And then you see like Phil Noto's art, and yeah. You know it's really good. It's kind of loose, pencily. It's kind of painty. It's really really good art. And
I love the art in this book.
Yeah, I you know what? I read the point one first before reading the first issue. And
yeah,
it just
me
gives
too.
You a little bit of extra background to it, and it just makes it that much better. I think.
Yeah,
it gives it that much more of an impact. Nathan Edmondson. I think it was a great pickup for Marvel. He's still doing his creator-owned book, as far as I know, The Activity with Mitch Gerds, which he's working on The Punisher with, which I'm also super stoked for, coming out this week.
Yeah.
If you guys don't buy it, you're suckers. It's going to be good, guaranteed. But yeah, he was a great pickup for Marvel. I don't know how they managed to get him, but yeah, give him two books, and he's going to go just nuts on it. I'm super stoked for Punisher. Like, probably...
Oh, yeah.
Punisher is probably my number one next to Magneto right now for, like, I can't wait for this to come out.
Yeah, I was actually super excited for All New Invaders, and I enjoyed that first issue.
And you know what? I bought it on a whim because I do like James Robinson, but I'm not going to follow with it. I'm not going to continue. I really, really, really hate Namor. I don't know why. Like, I like the look at the original Human Torch. I thought they did really good with him. I like Bucky well enough as the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
But I hate Namor.
Namor is a guy for me. I actually love to hate him. Like he's such a douchebag. Like but when he's written well, like he's
Hickman.
A great, yeah, he's a great character to use in a story.
Yeah. I don't know. It, like you said, it was okay. And I gotta learn to be a little bit pickier. So I didn't.
Yeah, that's understandable. Yeah, well, you know, anytime anybody says, you know, Captain America and Winter Soldier together, like I'm completely on board. So for the foreseeable future, I'm definitely sticking with that one.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. And then there's, what else? All New X-Factor. I haven't read X-Factor in years and years. And
did you pick it up?
No, I didn't even pick it up.
Steffi something on Twitter was like, hey, I got this code. Does anybody want it? And I was like, yeah, okay, I'll check it out. I have no idea X-Factor. The only thing I know about X-Factor is that Peter David had a stroke. That's all I know about X-Factor.
Okay.
You know, and it's great to see him out, you know, writing, and he's on a series again. And as far as I know, his health is doing great. So, you know, great for him and all. The yeah. series just didn't do it for me. I don't like Gambit.
No, I fucking hate Gambit.
Unless he's on the 90s cartoon, I don't like Gambit.
Yeah. Where he essentially tries to have sex with Rogue while she's sleeping.
Like every episode, yeah.
Basically. Like every, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. ma chérie, let me just stick this in there. Don't look.
You want
to see what else I can light up and throw at you?
Gambit, he's, you know, it was, you know, anybody who grew up around the time we did, you know, I think everybody loved him.
Yeah. Pretty much all the X-Men on that cartoon, everybody kind of liked, except for Jubilee, because Jubilee is awful.
Unfortunately, I actually like Jubilee, but
you would.
Yeah. No, she's awesome. She would.
You probably like the new vampire Jubilee.
No, I don't.
Kind of bullshit they're trying to shove down.
No, I actually don't. I actually really liked her when she kind of like replaced Kitty Pryde as the Wolverine sidekick. I actually liked that dynamic, and I thought she did it better than Kitty Pryde in a lot of ways. But
you heard it here first.
Yes. But yeah, wait, what were we talking about?
how much you love Jubilee and how much Gambit wants to have sex with
Ray. Oh, yeah. Gambit fucking sucks. You know, he was cool in the 90s, but unfortunately,
he's almost still too 90s.
Yeah. Some characters have evolved and writers have, you know, moved them beyond. Like Cable's a good example. Cable is a crappy character.
don't even say his name.
Okay, I'm not going to say his name. All right. We all know who did what. All right, we'll just leave it at that.
We all know what Derek thinks.
Yeah. Anyway, he's, you know, other writers, you know, years later have, you know, evolved him, and he's all the better for it. So he's actually a somewhat interesting character now, whereas Gambit is still stuck in the 90s. He's just a crappy, nothing
douchebag. 90s.
Yeah, he's just a douchebag 90s character. And nobody has really...
There we go. Let's let Matt Fraction write Gambit. I bet you'd be awesome.
Huh? Oh, I would buy that in a second. But even though I hate Gambit, which is funny because I'm actually not a fan of Hawkeye.
I don't think anybody was. And now he's all of a sudden like everybody's favorite. Jeremy Renner, suddenly people care about him. He probably wasn't even going to be in Avengers 2. And everybody's like, well, the comics are selling pretty good, so I guess you can come and have a cameo or something.
Yeah. No. As soon as they announced that Hawkeye book, I was like, nope, don't care. That's fucking stupid. I don't.
La, la, la.
Yeah. Well, then, so I went to the comic book shop, got my comics, looked at Hawkeye and gave it the finger and walked away. And then everybody was raving about it and talking about how it was like the best book in a million years or whatever. And so I actually went back the very next day, I actually went back to my comic shop. They were all sold out. So I drove like an hour, like to another comic book shop to pick up this fucking number one.
Went back the very next day.
Yes. The number one of a character that I fucking hate. I was actively going out of my way to buy that first issue. And I'm glad I did because that's a great series.
No. It was a great series. I'm sorry, but...
Okay, it was a great series.
Put Hawkeye to rest. End it with this all-new Marvel Now because...
Okay. I thought of a good lead-in. You know what the new Hawkeye is Superior Foes.
I just dropped that.
Really?
For money's sake.
Okay.
I actually did enjoy it, but I figure I'll just trade weight it because it felt like it read better when I had like a couple of back issues and I read them back to back.
Yeah.
Nick Spencer actually really did impress me. I wasn't a super fan of his writing prior.
Okay.
So I was tentative, but I think you're the one that was like, read this book in your crazy metal voice. and Steve Leiber's been really good, or Lieber.
Yeah.
But yeah, excuse me. I really did enjoy it, but I think I'm just gonna trade weight it because there's too much other new Marvel stuff coming out, and I just I gotta drop some stuff, man. I want to be like below 30, and I just can't. I drop a couple, and I get to like 42, and I'm like, yeah. And then they're like, hey, this came out.
Below 30 titles?
Yeah.
Oh boy, like total. Ugh.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't see it happening. And as I was saying, it's like I drop a couple and four more take its place. A comic book pull list is literally a hydra because you cut off one head and three more take its fucking place. And it's like,
that's
damn it.
Yeah, that's the problem, and that's, you know, and you know, that's why the old lady like yells at me all the time, because she's like,
because you call her the old lady.
Yeah, well, yeah, that, and she also, you know, she'll yell at me because I'm just like, oh, hey, this book's ending, or I you know, finally dropped this book, and she's just like, yeah, but you're gonna pick up like four more this month, so it doesn't matter.
And you're like, damn it.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Yeah, it's, yeah, I think right now my pull list is around like 104 or something like that, which is pretty crazy. And I don't even see me getting that below shit, below like 98. Like, I think that's
seriously
probably the, yeah. Ugh. There's just too much stuff that like I have to buy.
I just think your standards are really low. You were reading fucking Pandora and you were reading Katana, for Christ's sake.
Well, I dropped Katana. I dropped that. Well, but of course I went 4 issues before I dropped it.
okay. We went through this. You're too much of a nutcase. Your standards are too low, and I think mine aren't high enough. Because that's why I'm reading as many as I am. But it's like I look at the list. I have a spreadsheet. I look at it almost every day at work, and it's like, yeah, what can I drop? What can I drop? What can I drop? And then I look at like comiXology.com and I do this, and it's like, hey, I could add this and do that. And it's like, no, damn it, drop it, drop something.
Yeah.
And I went through it, I like just blindly and just, you know, full of blood and torment. I like hacked off like Quantum and Woody, and I liked the series. And I got rid of Superior Foes. And because I'm just like blindly hacking, and then I got down to like 42. And then 2 days later, I'm back up to 46.
See, Quantum and Woody is actually one of my favorite comics right now.
I know, I like it too, but I'll just trade rate it because I just,
yeah, all right.
There's too much new Marvel stuff coming out, and I want to start with those. I don't want to wait, you know,
yeah,
and read it and stuff. And you know, it's just you're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't.
I dropped a few Image. I was what's that like, Straczynski thing that that he does with Image,
Sidekick?
That he does like a Sidekick, and he has a few other ones like 10 grand and everything.
I don't read any of that stuff.
I'm still getting 10 grand, but I was getting like he has like 3 or 4 books out for Image, and I was getting all of them, and I finally dropped them. I don't know, I was like, I was like, I just don't like this, and I don't know. I dropped them all, I'm still getting 10 grand, but that's just basically the only reason why I'm getting that is because Nicole enjoys it, and and also it's not that big of a financial burden because that book is always late.
Yeah, well, after the crazy artist mix up or change,
yes,
where what's his face just like disappeared off the face of the planet.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I read that somewhere. They're like, yeah, we just couldn't get a hold of him, so we sent him an email and we're like, so we're just gonna replace you. Like, sorry that, you know,
yeah,
you
yeah,
haven't responded for 2 months.
Yeah, yeah, they literally couldn't get a hold of him for like 2 months, and then finally
they thought
fire.
He was dead.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, they actually, like, tried to, like, they were, like, calling his family and everything. They, like, thought something happened to him. Like, and then finally he gets, I think, like, a day or two after they fire him, he goes on Twitter and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm okay, everybody.
Yeah, like, they announced it, and then, like, the next day he's like, yeah, I'm here. It's all good. It's like, what? If you wanted to quit the book, I think you could have just called up this guy, the writer guy, and been like, hey, I'm out.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Straczynski like seems like a nice. He seems like a nice enough guy. I'm sure he could have just been like, "Hey, you know, blah blah blah. Got a lot going on. I can't do this book anymore."
Yeah. I don't know. Fuck. I feel like we talk a lot of Image in this Marvel podcast, there, Derek.
Yeah. Well, then maybe we should. Maybe we should just do an Image podcast.
I think we pretty much just did.
Yeah, I know. I know. He keeps on going back to Image.
Well, you know, when I think of the best publishers, I think Marvel and then Image and then DC. That's just how it works. Mm-hmm. So if I'm comparing, you know, Marvel to another comic, it becomes, or another publisher, it becomes Image, even though it's kind of like apples and oranges because they're not shared universes and stuff. But
quick.
Do you read Deadpool?
What? Yeah. I'm actually still getting Deadpool.
Since the beginning?
From the beginning of Marvel Now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was just thinking that I thought they canceled it, and I just read that they're gonna do that's the point now thing, and it's going to, you know, continue or whatever.
Well, I thought they were going to completely renumber it.
I don't think so.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, maybe not.
No, it says number 25 point now.
Okay. Oh, that's well. Okay, they're just going to do that. All right.
Yeah, but it's one that I've like jumped on and jumped off and jumped on and jumped off. Like when Declan Shalvey was on it.
Okay.
I love his art, so I was like, "Fuck yeah, I'm reading it." I don't even really care about Deadpool, but fuck yeah, I'm reading it. And then I jumped off again. And then there was like the ones before where it was like right after Tony Moore left, I didn't care about it. I was like, no, I'm not reading that. And it's like the artist has really set the pace for if I read this or not. it's just really weird.
Yeah. Six.
Oh, sorry. I saw something really crazy. It said that Avengers AI was going to be written by Hickman and Esad Ribic, but that's totally wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, I was just looking at everything that's coming out this week, and I have 14 Marvel books in my poll that are coming out this coming week.
Holy fuck, man! How many are new?
How many are new? Like from all new Marvel now or number ones?
Then is there a bunch of number ones coming out?
Loki, the Loki Agent of Asgard.
Oh, hey, there's one we should talk about because I don't
know. Yeah, I'm picking that up, and then also real quick. Miss Marvel number one is coming out this week. Punisher number one, which we talked about, and Wolverine number one, which is the renumbering of what's his face's run on.
are they actually going back to number one?
Yes, yeah, they are actually. Yeah, Paul Cornell, that's his name. Yeah, they're actually. Yeah, no, they are actually going with the. With the renumbering, it is completely relaunched with a brand new number one. Like a real number one.
But let's put that into perspective. I'm getting two Marvel books, Black Widow and Punisher. And, okay. Oh, sorry, three, because Avengers AI is out too. And
oh, yeah.
One, two, three, four, five, six DC books and a Vertigo. Oh, crap. Oh, hey, Marvel Knights Spider-Man is actually ending, so I guess I'm getting that too. That's been
quick. Yeah.
Matt Kent and... Marco Rudy and Val Staples on colors. That has been a winning series.
I'm buying.
They better give that a hardcover treatment, man, because that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually getting. Oh boy, 11 DC titles this week.
Well, see, think about my DC number there. Like that's huge.
Yeah,
to me. That's.
Oh yeah, that's a big. That's a lot of Marvel titles coming out in 1 week for you.
Yeah. Well, the fact that I actually pull that many. Shit. But,
is that like all of them?
That's pretty much all my pull, I think. Yeah. I think I'm getting. I'm trying to think what else I get from them.
Yeah.
It might be missing like one or two more, maybe.
Oh god, I know like, we're gonna
Green Lantern stuff. I guess is what it's missing.
I know we're gonna go on a tear just talking about this, but that Batman Joker's Daughter number one shot.
Did you buy that?
No. It's coming out this week for $4.99.
Why?
I don't know. It's probably one of those books where it's gonna, you know, where they're just gonna short everybody and then everybody's gonna flip out again.
Like they did when she was on the cover of the stupid 3D things or whatever.
Everybody's like,
this is the worst book I've ever read.
Yeah, it was like but I mean, for like a few days there, people were paying like $80 and up. Actually, Jeremy. Who writes for our site, he actually picked it up and did not keep it. He actually sold it on eBay and he got like $90 or something.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, no, I'm dead serious. He sold it on eBay. He got like $90. Holy because he actually picked up the book that it was supposed to be a part of was what was it? Batman The Dark Knight, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And he actually and he gets that book, so he was like, oh yeah, well whatever, I'll pick it up. And then he got it, read it about like half of it and was like, this is garbage. So he immediately threw it up on eBay and with like a starting price of like 99 cents, and he got like $90 out of it.
He got a bidding war for Joker's Daughter.
Yep. Yeah, so, that was.
I want to go and find whoever did that and like just kick them right in the ass and be like, "What the fuck were you thinking?
You paid $90 for the Joker's Daughter 3D issue."
Ugh.
Yeah, that would. I would hate. I don't know. I mean, you might as well just end your life at that point.
Yeah,
I mean,
I would hate myself forever.
Oh yeah, I would never get over that.
Oh man. man.
So I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna. I don't know. I might just get that for laughs, or I don't know.
Don't give them the money for it. Speak with your damn wallet, dude. Remember.
I know. I need an intervention.
You do. I thought I tried one point when I spreadsheeted all your pull list and it was like, I swear to God, it was like 200, and then you're like, wow, I never really looked at it like that before. It's like, yeah, you have a problem. You need to cut stuff, like cut this one and probably cut this one. And then you're
My pull list is cutting into my video game and Ninja Turtle toy money. So,
well, there you go. See, drop Superior Spider-Man. Don't buy those stupid, $6 issues that are coming out like back to back, for fuck's sakes.
I forgot about that. Why?
Because they know they're going to sell 300,000 copies of each.
Yeah, that's true. They know people are going to buy it anyway.
It's ridiculous. Oh, man. See, folks, every single week, we want to tell you people that, spend $90 on the Joker's Daughter are fucking idiots. Every week, we want to tell you that we hate Superior Spider-Man. And every week, we want to tell you to buy some Marvel comics, because Marvel is kicking ass.
I actually hate the concept of comics as collectibles. And if there's one thing that comes out of the whole digital thing, it's the swift and epic death of that aftermarket, the grifters trying to sell you crap for, inflated prices and whatnot.
Oh, it's definitely hurting that market for sure.
I
don't know if it's super like, I don't know if it's felt right now, but it's getting there. You can tell it's because people are like, I can't get this issue. I'm going to go buy it on Comixology. What is?
And I think, eventually, I think that, aftermarket, after the, mid 90s, it already took a massive blow, but
yeah,
it started making a little bit of a comeback, but I think it's going to, take a huge blow here pretty soon.
Well, all these number ones coming out is going to just saturate the market, and it's going to be awful.
Well, So all those new number ones and whatnot, and I have a few people on my Facebook feed that just drive me absolutely crazy, and they're always messaging me on Facebook like, "Oh, hey, do you think this book coming out is going to be worth any money? I think I might pick up like 4 copies." And I'm just like, dude.
Derek Baker's Guide to Selling and Buying Comics.
Yeah, that's
the Understreet Price Guide.
Yeah. My advice, what I tell everybody, first of all, I tell them, if you're looking to make a quick buck, get out of comics. that's number one. Number two, Image.
If you're gonna do anything, that'll be the way to go. But don't do it.
No, but they don't listen to me, and they're just like, "Oh, well, I think this new Batman and Buttface number one is going to be worth like $20 million in 10 years." Whoa.
Buttface is an integral part of the new 52, man.
That's true. He's the
based off Dan DiDio and not.
He's the backbone of the new 52, Buttface.
Buttface and Asshat. Oh, man. The Adventures
The Adventures of Buttface and Asshat. Oh, man. That would be...
We just made $1 million, Derek. We are now rich in our own minds.
Right. Yeah. What's Dan DiDio's what's his number? Like, we need to...
let's call Matt Fraction and Dan DiDio, and let's get it going.
Yes.
But unfortunately, everybody, I have an announcement to make.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to do a cannonball. We're actually just out of time. Yeah, that's it, guys. Marvel, buy it. We had a hard time continuing to say anything bad about Marvel. Marvel is literally where it is at right now. This is where you need to be checking out some comics. They have lots of new ones. Anybody can jump in. I don't know what the hell that was. Did you just slip and fall, Derek?
No, I accidentally sucked on the mic.
See, everybody, I tell everybody that asks me why Derek is so loud. I say because the mic is literally in his mouth. There you go, folks.
It sucked into my mouth.
He inhaled it, and he kind of choked on his mic a little bit. So that's how we're going to end the show, with Derek choking on his microphone. Real quick, though, I want to thank the over 2,000 downloads now. We're almost set like 2050. Just crazy. Thank you. We'll be back next week. We're going to decide what we're going to talk about next week, because right now we don't know. This is the comic shoot. We're off the cuff. We're unedited. We're unabashed. We are something else that's unsmart. What was the un? I don't remember now. Unedited, yeah. And oh, uncensored. There we go. See, we say fucking shit and ass and damn and boobs and all that stuff. So until next time, true believers, read comics, specifically Marvel and Image. And there's some DCs that are good. So for me,